Earlier today, we also spoke with Henry Sigman. He's a senior fellow and director of the U.S. Middle East Project at the Council on Foreign Relations. We asked him to assess the situation and Israel's strategy.
What we've seen to date are Israeli measures that essentially are punishing the Palestinian population. They have not punished the people engaged in the kidnapping and who assaulted the IDF. The result of that has been a solidifying of support on the part of the population for the people who have done this.
So it seems that you're saying that Israel is going about this in the wrong way. To your mind, what should they be doing instead?
Well, it seems to me that if Israel cannot mount a military operation that would free the hostage, then they really do not have a choice other than two possibilities. The first one is to take a principled position and say, even though this may lead to the man's death by the terrorists, we cannot risk mounting an operation to free him. The other alternative is to enter into negotiations with them, as Sharon, for example, who certainly was not a softy, did not too long ago, when he turned over several thousand Palestinian prisoners and Lebanese prisoners who were in Israeli jails in return for three dead Israelis and for one civilian. So there is a precedent for having these exchanges, and in fact, it's an exchange that did not cause Israel in the long run any harm.
Is it possible that from Israel's point of view, that this is a diplomatic and military opportunity to strike at Hamas, an opportunity that they want to maximize?
Well, the Israeli government for some time has tried to undermine the current Hamas government, the political wing of Hamas. And it has been very difficult for this government to function. It has now also arrested many in this government, a large part of the cabinet, and a large proportion of the Palestinian Legislative Council. Now, they have said, that is, Israeli authorities have said, that this is not related to the kidnapping. But clearly, this is intended to put pressure on the kidnappers in the hope that they will yield their hostage in order to get these people back out of jail. But that's not going to happen. To the contrary, the people who are being jailed, because that's the culture of an occupied people, they are going to be seen as heroes and martyrs.
What happens if Israel does strike at the heart of Hamas, topple the government? What then?
Well, the expectation that Prime Minister Olmert and some of his ministers have, that if they bring down the Hamas government, it will be replaced by a more reasonable and more moderate government, namely the Fatah party. Now, this raises two very obvious problems. The first one is that the expectation that the Palestinian public will have an election and bring back Fatah reveals an abysmal ignorance of the dynamics, the political dynamics in the Palestinian community. And even if it did happen, Israel had Fatah in charge of the Palestinian Authority, and the peace process was totally paralyzed. So they will simply go back to that situation.
Mr. Sigman, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said that if this soldier is hurt or killed, Israeli operations will be, and this is his quote, far, far worse. What do you think that might mean?
Well, I hope it doesn't mean that the operations against the civilian population will be far worse, because so far they have targeted only the civilian population. But they can do, I suppose, they can inflict even greater pain on the civilian population. I hope that's not what he means.
Henry Sigman is a senior fellow and director of the U.S. Middle East Project at the Council on Foreign Relations. Mr. Sigman, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.